Okay, what next? Well, I record this episode for the second time. That's what net. That blah, blah, that's what's next. Today's episode I sorted to be about motivation. I woke up feeling ill this morning. Well, I went to bed feeling a little bit like, oh, I've got a cold coming on. Woke up this morning, my throat was starting to swell up. My head felt like crap, and it was raining, and I had a 9 a.m. and I was just like, I could really miss this. But it was essay planning, and I haven't planned my essay, but obviously it'd be useful to be there and actually hear what everybody else has planned. So I dragged myself up out of bed, into the rain, down the spine, and had a really good lecture. I spoke to people, interacted with people who are a lot better than me at the subject we do. So that was good. Also got an insight into what some other girls doing for a dissertation, and it's completely different to mine, but it got me thinking about what I can do to make mine better. And so, yeah, dragging myself out of bed for an hour paid off. And then when I got back, I made my lunch, got back into bed, and was just feeling sorry for myself. I watched like 2 hours of shit on YouTube, and then started scrolling through Instagram. And then I came across Mo the Comedian's story, and basically, this is what's got me up and out of bed, filming this podcast and about to go to the library now. He was in his bed, all huddled up, and was like, no days off. And I was like, you are. Because that mindset, like I don't agree with it. Everyone needs time off. But in the same way, I do agree with no days off, in a sense that your day off shouldn't even be a day off. Your day off is productive. Like, if you need time to recover, then that's recovery. It's not a day off. You're just stopping yourself from being burnt out. Because when you do burn out, that's when you'll have a day off, and no one should have a day off. So in that sense, I agree with the thing, no days off. But anyway, getting back to my point. So he was in bed and he was saying no days off. And then on the next one, he was like, if I had a normal 9-5, like, best believe I'd be calling in sick today. I wouldn't be going in. No way, no chance. And then he was like, but there's always someone out there who wants it more than you. So he's a stand-up comedian. And if he says no to a gig tonight, or if he says no to an interview, or just any engagement or interaction that he has in his calendar, he's pretty much self-employed. I don't know if he's got an agent and all that, but, you know, he is his own brand. And at this stage, I am too. Like, no one employs me. Well, I do have a part-time job, but apart from that, I'm building my own brand, like, and making my name for myself. And if I just call in sick now, so if I had work, for example, then I'm not going to, it's a 0-hour contract. Like, I'm not going to be getting shifts next week. Like, that's that. And then in the aspect of uni, which is what it spoke to me the most, because I was back in bed, like, I've not got an essay due in 4 days. It's just like, no days off. No one, like, there's other people out there who want it more than you. I'm competing against people who are already smarter than me. So if I'm expected to be getting these top grades, I am going to have to put in the work. It's like, what's that saying? This basically says effort beats hard work when hard talent. It's something to do with talent and, oh, I'm going to find it. So the saying is, according to Google, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, or when talent doesn't work. Basically, you get the gist of it. Like, they're already talented in the fact that they're smart, but the edge I'll have is the fact that if I work, I can do it as well. And if they get complacent, which they probably will do at some point, then that's when I'll get them. That's when I will get a better grade than they will on that one assignment that will put us back on a level playing field. So when he turned around and said there's people out there who want it more than you, and I was like, that's so true. And, like, no one wants what you want for you more than you want it for you. And if they do, you don't want what you want for you, if that makes sense. It makes sense to me anyway. But yeah, so that got me up and out of bed. And now I'm going to go to the library, finish off this assignment, and hopefully that backwards riddly motivation story can help some of you guys to see that even on a rainy day when you feel like shit, just get up, do it, get it over with, pay off in the long run. Not even that, if you don't do it today, there'll be someone else that's doing it, and then you're gonna kick yourself in a day, a week, a month, 5 years time and be like, I should have just got out of bed and done that essay. So yeah, see you all tomorrow for another podcast.